Chris Brown. Set it up. Hello and welcome to the All Arrange Mode Podcast. This is episode 117.
Hill Reach!
I said it was Reach.
My name's Joe.
Hill 3.
Chad.
We have a special guest.
Kyle.
Yep.
Kyle. Jeff's here. Hazy baby daddy.
Welcome to the show.
Orange Mode!
And fun.
All Arrange Mode!
Can you imagine?
Does Zach still talk to you but not listen to the episode? Because that's bullshit.
He sent me a text message asking about Metal Gear.
Did he go?
Bullshit! What is... Read the text message live right now.
That's okay. Feedback.
Because that's I know exactly what he said.
He says, are you liking Metal Gear Solid?
Read the message!
Okay, no problem.
He only talks to you.
He's angry right now. You gotta... Don't fuck with him.
No, I...
Don't fuck with him.
Don't fuck with him.
I'll read you what I replied as
fucking
well.
Fucking credit.
Is this on circular right now?
Yeah, it's on circular.
It's gonna be fucking stereo.
Are you sure? Can you please double check?
It's on circular, I promise you that.
Let's all do a hip.
Watch this.
I can see the circle.
It's on circular with gain 100%. It's picking up every cricket in this bitch.
What do these mean?
It's probably not designed to be...
Alright, that's... What is any stereo... So the stereo's far left.
Stereo, circle...
Circle is omnidirectional, that's forward, and that's interview, front and back.
Oh! He's sending a message on PSN.
While I was playing Metal Gear, he asked me.
Who is this?
I've had people ask me how
our number one
Chad said, how bad is it while I was playing it?
Oh, I got a reply. I haven't read it.
I said, bad is it?
Okay.
Oh,
he says, how is MGS, considering a purchase? That's it.
Okay, Dan.
Who said that?
Put him in his fucking place,
Zach.
Dan.
And I said, we're recording tonight, but it won't disappoint. Without overselling it, it's very good. I'm not a Metal Gear guy.
Well, thanks for that in-depth
That helps a lot. I have
CJ.
Almost zero Metal Gear experience.
It's a solid 7!
You guys are fucking gay.
What?
Are you against
play?
It?
Oh, okay.
No, I don't care. I'm just trying to get a rise out of Danny here,
it
buddy.
It works.
It's probably going to be the... Probably the best game in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is that all he said?
No, oh, no, he replied. He said,
never been made.
Thanks a lot. I have almost zero Metal Gear experience and was wondering if it would be good to play without past play.
It's not even the type of game that you would ever need.
Who is
Dan, how do you feel about that?
Okay, no. I also have zero,
one of our
like,
fans, Zach.
Zero Metal Gear
Zach.
Experience.
And he refuses to listen to the podcast anymore or something?
No, Seth.
We haven't heard from
Seth,
him.
Man.
Are we going to just talk about it now? Get it out of the way?
Sure, why not?
Okay, I've been excited. I've been looking forward.
I want to hear about it!
Okay, this fucking game...
The cricket wants to hear about it, too.
...is amazing. It's amazing.
10 out of 10.
It is easily a 10 out of 10. Like, it's a 5-star for me. Like, there's no... I haven't even beat it yet.
I haven't played it enough to know.
You won't. I'm 20% completed.
Can you give a review for a game that you haven't beat?
Just absolutely. Oh, yeah. I played fucking so much.
If you have integrity,
game.
No.
Right.
All Rachel podcast, yes.
I played 25 hours, close to 30 hours for sure.
Okay.
Like, that's all I've been doing. People ask me to hang out. Dan, can we come over and go swimming today?
Oh, no. That was 2 hours ago.
I have to vacuum.
No, that was... Joe's asked me a few times.
I have to vacuum.
I have to vacuum and play Metal Gear all day, so too bad.
I'm buying it.
I want to buy it, too. I'm going to be buying it.
So it's a very complex game. Like, there's...
Do you have any bug spray?
Oh,
yep.
My God.
Just spray it.
Keep going.
Go on, Dan.
Fog the area?
Just smoke them out. Put it in to get them out.
What's happening to you right now?
Joe's talking.
No, go ahead, bud.
It's hot as dicks in here.
It is hot as dicks in here.
No, you got
crickets.
It. That's all you get.
I told you. I said it's hot as dicks, and there's a fucking cricket that's been evading me for a week.
That's all you get.
Has it been a week?
Man. This is his home now.
Yeah, he's in the walls.
Chad's nemesis.
You built him a nice home.
He's pecking
nice
in the walls, and he's going to have baby crickets that just circulate.
Yeah. Smoke him out.
You're going to walk in, you're not going to hear anything from the outside because it's going to be all quiet and insulated.
When you walk in, it's just crickets screaming.
It's going to sound like you walk to the outside.
Stereo. All over the place. Anyways.
Alright. So, I had no experience with this game and it's very complicated. The controls are different than any game I've really played. Like, it takes you a while. Did you feel that way too? Like, hit the wrong button constantly? Like, trying to do something and it would do the wrong thing?
Absolutely. I keep diving.
Me too. I dive all the time.
Because the horse run is different from the character run, which makes no sense.
First of all, there's a horse. That's awesome.
Dude, you get a horse right at the gate.
This fucking game continuously gets deeper and deeper and deeper, and that's what I love about
Once the opening video is done after an hour.
If it
once the movie is done, that plays at the beginning of the game.
If it was just like the core gameplay, and that's all it was, it wouldn't be as good as it actually is. But it's all the stuff that's in the background of it that makes this game as amazing as it is.
I think that's what made Metal Gear good to begin with.
What?
Like you could hide
the gameplay is
the gameplay itself is incredible. Like, don't get me wrong, but it wouldn't be a fucking 10 if it just had that.
Videos are kind of annoying.
Mother Base is such a wonderful idea.
What is that?
Okay, Mother Base is like, did you play the Ground Zeroes thing?
Yeah.
Okay, remember when they go to that oil rig?
Yes,
yeah. With the helicopter. Okay, that's like your base.
I thought that was like some.
I just had like repellent.
I thought that was like. Isn't this like pre Metal Gear Solid 2?
This is. Honest to God, I'm a little lost in this from not thinking. But I think it's confident the end.
Because that's Solid Snake.
It's at the end. It's Snake's story, right?
I don't know. Snake was younger than he was in 4, though.
There's like 46 snakes, right?
See,
there's
4 snakes. I don't understand the story. You don't even really.
The story's
need
so
to.
Stupid, but yeah, the game's dope.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. But Mother Base is like. You're rebuilding like this
Metal Gear. Solid 2.
Army. Your own army, right? Like to fight your Cypher. Rival army, Cypher. And so you have Mother Base. It starts off really small and you have like one platform. It's just like one building.
A
and
then, square oil rig platform.
And then you build all these other platforms. There's
you
like,
build them.
Yeah, you like, well, you don't.
You commission
like,
your.
Like, you have, like, a list, and it's you like, can, you can pick
like,
them.
So it's, like, more of, like, a.
You have to contribute to. No, you have to contribute to Mother Base. So, like, every time you're in a map, like, you can grab crates and, like, hook them up to, like, these weird fucking hot air balloons, and they get traveled back to Mother Base. Or you can, like, grab.
Mortars.
Jeeps.
Stationary machine guns.
Even fucking bad guys.
Bad guys is your biggest thing. That's the number one thing you do. So, like, you have your binoculars, and when you go. And you scout, like, an area, and you see a bunch of guys, it's like, you can see their rankings on, like, there's like, 6 or 7 different categories. There's
engineering,
intel,
communications,
cool.
Facilities.
This is fucking awesome.
So it's your whole base really gets cool. Fucking retarded.
Let me tell you the best part.
Played or seen it
you,
once.
You hook up, you tranquilize one of these fucking guys, and you're like, this guy is tough shit. You tranquilize him, you hook him up to this weird balloon, and it sends him back to Mother Base, and then you take a nap. And Mother Base is, all the while, Mother Base, like, your fucking crew back at the base is interrogating this
Animal
guy.
Animal Crossing.
And then after, like, you wake up, and all of a sudden there's little hotspots on your map, because they interrogated him, and they can transmit the intel back to you.
That's fucking cool.
So now all of a sudden, like, you've got hotspots, you're like, I know to go in there, I know there's going to be guys in there, so to
those
avoid
hotspots
it.
They start
load them on your iPod.
Those hard-working fucking...
Japs.
This game, it only gets more and more complex as it goes, and, like, they introduce new things... consistently, like, it hasn't stopped in 20-something hours. Like, I'm like, okay, I have this fucking thing now. I have, without spoiling things, I have a dog.
It's like the beauty of an RPG.
I don't know why I'm against it. It's just, I know it's such an investment to get into it.
Dude, I've made, like, meta games out of the game already for myself, and I'm sure everyone else is doing the same thing, but, like...
I don't know how you're doing it.
If you do
I
this...
I don't know how the hell you're doing
well,
it.
Well, I'm on vacation this week.
That...
Okay. That's amazing. But I'm still, like, I'm so invested in it now. Like, last night...
I'm invested in getting this shit done. So it's like, I can't.
Yeah.
I was laying in bed last night at midnight. Like, ready for bed. I'm thinking about Metal Gear. Fono texts me or something. He's talking in his thread that he talks about Metal Gear. And I was like.
It's after midnight thread, basically.
Yeah. I'm like, I have to get up and play this. So I played for 3 more hours last night.
Oh my God.
It's so fucking
good.
Holy shit. So, like, say you have a mission or something. You like. Just the whole game's awesome.
The biggest Metal Gear fan of his life.
You'll be
right
in the
now.
Helicopter.
Did you ever play any Metal Gear
None.
Before this?
Nothing.
Oh, none?
Dude,
none.
You gotta go back and... Like, they're good games. But
no,
they're
I'm sure they're
shit
by now. But, like,
but still, like, this good. Is my first time, and that, like, that's Metal just Ge- saying a lot.
That's the thing. Twin Snakes, played, loved, fucking... Metal Gear 2, Sons of Liberty,
4 was
amazing.
Dope, right?
4 was amazing. Yeah, 4 was another 10.
Snake Eater, I didn't have PS3, so I couldn't play 4. 3 was one of the best games I ever played.
I beat 4 right.
So even the beginning,
I'm
like,
really
you're, hub, you're in the helicopter, right? And like the fucking view when you start a mission, how sick is that? Like it goes in behind his head and then zooms in. And then your first person Snake sitting in the back of the helicopter.
In this game.
And it's like that's your loading screen, but it's so entertaining.
No,
to
it's
watch.
Not just a loading screen. You actually zoom around and
yeah,
like
you can be looking around.
You said there's certain things that only exist inside the helicopter you can access? Is that right?
You can do.
Did you see that quiet fucking like shows her ass and titties and everything? Like
who?
Quiet in the helicopter?
No.
I've seen videos of this.
Her titties?
Well, not like
Metal Gear Solid her bare boobs. You too.
Well, she's, like, I don't know. She's laying in her cell, like, back at Mother Base with her bra's undone, and she's laying on her stomach, and you see, like, side boob, but that's it.
No, like, she...
I don't even have... Like, I have wait, her, but
like,
I don't
like,
have
do you
her.
Helicopter to missions?
Yeah. Like, you generally okay, coming so, from so, Mother Base, you go into the helicopter, you pick which mission you want to do.
Oh, this
and
is
then
so cool.
It'll show, like, your overview of your map, and it'll show, like Joe said, your hotspots. Like,
normally,
your
mission is much more linear.
And you drop into a drop zone, and then, like, say you're a little far away, like you'll go through checkpoints and stuff as you're going. And the metagame that I'm playing
this game.
I'm consistently scanning every single guy, and I want to see their stats for how good they are. Like, they have, like, rating E to A. And then there's like pluses and stuff too, like A plus. I think there's eventually S, but I've never seen an S
guy. I am buying it.
Well, so you see these guys' rankings, and you're like, I'm fucking getting that guy, like no matter what.
Okay, I have a question for you. Is there a maximum amount of guys
that you can get?
That makes it so much more fun.
Or should I just get every guy?
Don't get every guy. Like, there's if you see a guy that has D E E D, like fuck him.
We're getting away from it. We're getting away from it.
You shoot him in the head.
Sorry,
he's dead.
If I'm not on a mission where you're not going to get ranked. Then I don't give a fuck. I'll kill everybody. Just because I don't want them waking up. Because if you stun them or knock them out, they'll eventually wake up and then
they... Do you have a limited
then
number
you can
of those
hear the radio.
How much time?
In the demo, it seemed like they were just...
Oh,
like,
man, you've never played a Metal Gear game for it. That's the way it's always worked.
Well, I know
radio.
I'm like, if... But it's being an open world, you have to play it a little different than normal Metal Gears. It's not linear at all. Like, at all. You'll often go to the same area... to do different missions, but it feels completely different because the weather's different, the time of day's different, the enemy placement's different, they have bigger guns, and the game adapts to the way that you play.
They have shifts, too, by the way.
If you tag somebody during the day and then they take a nap and you wake up in the middle of the night, like, they'll be sleeping in their bed. Like,
yeah,
they'll still be tagged. Which is crazy. So
but
every time, like,
actually helps
you can, like, you can spend hours just making sure you've tagged 100% of the people in the fucking stronghold
That'll
or in the camp.
That'll be me.
Oh, yeah. Like, I know you would wait
once
night
you get
and
your dog,
day
though,
to make sure that you've tagged everybody.
Your dog
and the dog, yeah, the dog
you.
Helps you do that, too.
Really?
He
yeah, like, he doesn't scan them.
Why
so
are we
know?
All playing this?
That's what I'm trying to say. This
what,
game
what
is amazing.
Reason? Okay, you said you got this project going on. That's
but
a
do you know how much
thing?
Fun it is to like some of the areas are bigger. Like if you see a small,
I don't have time. I don't have
if
time
you see a small
it.
Base camp, there, at first there was only two or three guys, but as you get further and further in the game, the guys grow and they're more like congested and there'll be more dudes there, and you'll see like one guy that's got like an A plus rating and like something that you need to level.
And there's
up.
Always a way to like stealthily do everything, eh? Like
always,
get, like,
you can
like,
always find a
like,
way.
Like. What they do in Hitman, where it's like there's a way to perfectly execute this map,
dude. I just
but
botched a mission.
With class,
like the last mission I did, you were supposed to tail this interpreter and like watch him interrogate all these people, and I just fucking Fulton'd him, and then just tried to figure out how to.
What'd
fucking
you call
do
it? Fulton?
It's called a Fulton. The Fulton.
Dave
device.
Fulton.
Yeah, Dave Fulton comes and gets people.
Dave Fulton's in the game.
That's what the balloon is called.
Okay, what do you do? What
is that
it
Dave
called?
Fulton's
what are you
face
actually
on?
Doing?
That's the balloon that sends him back.
Can
home.
You
oh,
customize
they
it with Dave Fulton's
up
face?
Had, they hover.
Actually, you'd be surprised at the customization in this game.
Okay, I have awesome. A question. Oh, you can also Fulton fucking goats and shit, and then
you
eat them.
You Fulton your dog to get it right.
Event, the first
aww,
time you
so
see him,
cute.
He's just a puppy, and you're like, you
oh,
just,
I Fulton the puppy.
I did as well.
Yeah, okay.
That's how you get him.
Okay,
you just Fulton him back to Mother Base, and then
yeah,
go
I'm
back
like, you're going
puppy?
Back. You're going back with me, and I'm taking him.
Mine.
Yeah, and
mine.
Then he
my
goes
puppy.
Back. He goes
I
back
like
to Mother Base, and he's a puppy for a long time.
Is there only one dog in the game?
Yeah. If you miss it, you miss it. You're fucked.
Really?
Yeah. And
you gotta
quiet. You can miss. You can miss her as well.
I would.
You miss him?
Oh, I'm not even talking
like,
quiet.
How, okay, obviously if he's such it. An important part of the game, though, they gotta make
you
it.
You won't.
Like,
it's not important. It's a value added. It's like something that helps you spot and something that helps you, like, find herbs.
Yeah,
like,
so,
like,
you,
if, it's
there's
so
buddies,
if it's so much a feature of the game that they want you to experience, like,
there
they
are buddies
give you
in this
the
game.
Chance.
So your horse. Your
buddies!
Horse,
maybe
get out!
The buddies get out.
At first you have a horse and you can upgrade him and, like, put battle armor on him so that, like, he doesn't get shot and fucking die. Because if your buddies die, they're dead.
Forever?
When your buddy's dead.
That's what Fauna told me. I don't know if that's true.
Quiet die?
Yeah.
Is he's gone?
Hey, I have some questions.
Hold on, let me talk.
I want to talk about it real quick.
What do you...
You have these buddies, and then...
He's still 10.0.
They
right,
keep coming. Like, I didn't even know about some of these other things that I've gotten. There's been...
I diffused the cricket, by the way.
There's been a dog.
It sounds like it's alive.
Then there's quiet, and then there's something else that I've gotten that I didn't even know about, which is I just got... And, like, the customization's crazy. You can customize your helicopter to, like... Put flares on it so that if tanks shoot missiles at it, they'll fucking flare them and then, like, it'll block the missile. You can do that. You can, like, change the way they look completely. The game is ridiculous. Like, it's just
what's
so...
What's your primary...
It's the best game in the world.
My pistol is always the sleep pistol.
SOCOM?
Is right, it the best game you've ever played in your whole life? Like, is it the best...
You can't say
feel,
that.
No, no, the thing is, I feel like...
It's the best game that exists right now.
Honestly,
shut up, like... Current gen.
Shut up.
Tell him to rank it with his best game.
Shut the fuck up, Niggs. I'm trying to say. Out of everything that, you know what? Keep talking.
No, no, go ahead.
But you can't compare it with other games. You can't compare
the thing
with GTA.
Is, games
I'm not
are...
comparing with that. Game sucks.
It's hard to say it's the best game I've ever played because games
Metal Gear
are very,
is the
like,
most is the most like realized world, right?
I feel like yeah.
Like Kojima went in, he's like, "This is what I want to fucking make," and I'm not.
So that guy went out with a bang.
No, he does. It's exactly like his vision. It's so incredibly fucking detailed. It's shocking.
It's a lot. A lot of the reviewers said that it's like this is what he wanted to do back in like the early. Or the late 80s or whatever.
Like, everything has consequence, yeah. And, like, if it starts to rain, if it rains, like, you'll have your guys, Ocelot's always talking to you on the radio. He's like, rain's coming in, Snake. Your footsteps are going to be a lot quieter, but, like, your Fulton device isn't going to work as well because it's raining. And it's
oh, yeah, like, you up. Get, like, a percentage of
yeah.
if they want
you have,
to
like,
go
there's always a percentage,
base.
Like, saying, like, 100%. So if you Fulton this guy, he's going to go up and they're going to grab him, no problem.
Hmm.
But if it's
like
raining or
rain.
if there's a fucking
what happens if it fails like he just
they're
dies
gone. They're gone and you lose them for good
and
that's
the dogs
when you do it they have like a less chance of surviving
but you can fault them like sea cans like and whatever's in them
yeah,
and
I
stuff like that
I
like,
haven't done that yet. They're generally materials and those materials help you build
sea cans
build mother base bigger
I wouldn't
sick
so as you build up mother bases like not only do you build more Jeeps. Platforms you level the platforms up to allow there to be more guys allow them to do different things. So all you're trying to do is like
buying it.
Find these guys who are good in the field that you want them to go to, and you need like high level guys. You're gonna eventually have a list of all A plus guys.
What do they fucking do though? What do they do?
I'll tell you what they do, Dan.
A couple
what
of
happens,
reviews.
What happens
reviews,
when mother
there's a
bases.
Combat one that you have a mission list, right? And you,
so send, you can
send them
out
to
like
do missions.
Assassin's Creed 2 when they did that.
I don't know. Sure, what? There'll be a big list of things to do, and it'll say it's gonna
yeah,
take this many
to
of
this,
your guys,
it's take, yeah.
And it shows your percentage of like.
Assassin's Creed 2
of them
their failure rate.
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, but that's one base
that doesn't negate how good the game is, right?
No, I'm like, sorry.
If
that,
Assassin's
that was,
Creed 2
was,
also did it. That's
a cool thing
okay.
in Assassin's Creed 2 from 7 years ago, but like,
but those guys, it's like, say if they go out and they continuously go out and are successful, they'll get fucking ratings will go up on them. They'll get promoted, and they
so
get
like
better.
SEAL Team 6 by the end of it.
Yeah, they'll be. Sick.
What happens when someone attacks Mother Base? Like, I don't understand
I haven't had
that
anyone
part of
attack,
it.
Yeah.
I know it's like dynamic, like the
it's
quality
supposed to be
of your
something
base.
To do with
like,
online, right?
Yeah, is it? Is it online?
Online's not working right now. It's been it's been down every day since.
Hmm.
That's part. Actually probably better.
Do you know the
yeah,
fucking?
Fuck
you know
you
I said
to
you,
worry
can,
about that shit.
You can Fulton animals. Like there's quite a
there's
few
goats.
Animals.
There's birds. You can not
dude,
Fulton, but you can grab them.
There's like
scoop up.
I want to say there's like 27.
Is there a limit to how many Fulton like?
Well, like
you
say
have?
You use them all, you just fucking air supply yourself.
Air,
with something.
Oh,
they
wow,
come in and they'll drop
yeah,
like free. Wherever you want.
That's
you
so
just,
cool.
Whoop,
that's amazing.
But it costs you no, resources.
Airdrop your horse and your buddies. Like it's insane.
No. I've heard that the fast travel is kind of cumbersome, and so like you just end up airdropping yourself like a tent, like a jeep or like
yeah.
a helicopter.
Well, that's what
you
do. Like your horse is the first thing that you have. So let's say you traverse the whole map, but then you get a dog, which the dog is better than the horse because he actually does something big. You can send him to kill
you
people.
Ride the horse?
Hmm?
You can
yeah.
ride the dog?
No, but you can, once you're able to fault in vehicles, once you upgrade it high enough, then you can ship vehicles in and then get into the jeep. The dog will get in with you. And, you
and how, so how big are these maps then if you need a
there's
jeep?
Two, it's big, man. It's fucking, it's a lot bigger than it looks because a lot of the times you have to.
Like normally in a Metal Gear Solid game, you're like. You're dropped into the beginning of it. It's like, okay, you got to get to here and you got to make this happen or whatever. Or
like,
whatever.
It's Afghanistan,
like,
so it's all, you're in mountains. And,
oh.
You
so, like, normally
road.
You're, like,
you
already in the complex.
You
what year are
like, over the mountains. It's 1980-something.
84.
So, I have a question.
But it's, might as
so,
well be today. I mean, you have
he has an iDroid, which is like a fucking
yeah,
oh,
iPhone and
more sophisticated than what exists today.
What do you ask me?
So, I don't care if it matters or not, but how does the, like, let's say you're done playing, like, in the middle of a mission, and you decide to get airlifted out of there, like, does the environment remember that you have been there, or, like, is it very much, like, just drop into World 1 and find the next
well,
star?
Well, I wouldn't shit myself out. If I was done playing, I would just turn the game off. And then you turn
and then
back
you wake
on,
up back in the
and
thing.
You'll be right there. It'll
no, but
if you have to leave,
yes.
like, let's say like you've broken cover, you're not happy with the way it's going. you bail, like, I'm just saying, does the environment have any memory that you've been there? Do they fortify because you've already previously tried that?
They have, like, if shifts, like I was saying. I literally, you know, you smoke the cigar and time passes?
Yeah.
That's how you travel through time, you just smoke a cigar?
I know that.
I smoked a cigar at an outpost I had captured, and I woke up by guys coming back and seeing me smoking a cigar, like, pulled me out of, like, fucking time travel.
So they forced me shooting at me. So, like, if you relax, they'll fortify and regroup and stuff like that. So the environment, is very much aware that you've been there.
Like, if you fail your mission,
it's an actual nuts.
Story I was like, mission. What's going on?
If you go in and die, it'll start you back at the beginning, but all the guys that you've encountered will already be highlighted. But
that's cool. Yeah.
It fucks up your rating, like, because it'll take away points.
Well, no, it's like, fuck the rating. Like, it's how enjoyable is the game? How does it adapt to you? And how does the game adapt back? Like,
I'm glad.
How do you adapt back? So, like, that's pretty cool. That, like, it's not the same experience. Like, you know what? I fucked this up. I'm just gonna go back to Mother Base and then start over.
It's absolutely insane.
It actually is gonna be different.
Play. Like, you can go in. I have a suit right now, TJ. I upgraded all the way.
You can run and gun?
You can run and gun all you want. Just fucking...
Horse and gun is amazing.
That's probably boring as hell, though.
I gotta talk about that.
Dude, I horse and rocketed a fucking tank mission where you had to blow up tanks. Like, there was, like, six armored vehicles that... It shows you the path of where they're going to be coming from, and they're trying to get out of the map. He's like, you need to destroy as many of these as you can.
I'll tell you twice, this is not what I expected.
We had
15 minutes to do it. I thought it was going to suck, too. Like, honest to God, leading up to it, I'm like...
Are the environments dynamic enough where, like, you're happy to be placed back?
You know what? As soon as I started
back into the dunes,
as soon as I started seeing,
because TJ mentioned Afghanistan and how it's getting kind of boring.
I'm about 4 hours in Afghanistan and it's dragging. Okay. I'm hoping I'm at the end.
What mission are you on?
7. I just finished 7.
What are you gonna do next? Africa?
I think
same fucking
12.
Thing.
It's not at all.
It's just
you're
dark,
in jungle,
dark in
man.
The sand a little bit.
The question
jungle.
Everyone
it's
wants to
all
know:
all bush, all forest.
Oh yeah.
Oil fields like
stealth.
It's unbelievable.
How
man.
Is the actual hospital crawling? That's what everyone wants to know.
Beginning was fucking cool.
Yeah. I love the choreographedness of the beginning.
It was really cool. Like, you're breaking out of the hospital. You've been in a coma for 9 years. So, like, see how frail he looks when you first see him? Like, he's all skinny and his legs are all skinny.
9 years?
Like,
yeah,
it's a stupid Chinese man story.
Do we want to talk about the beginning of the story game? Of the game?
No, fuck the story. Nobody knows.
This is...
Fuck the story.
You design a character.
Big boss.
I didn't understand that.
Okay, they show you a mirror of yourself, and it's fucking Solid Snake, or whatever it is.
It's you.
From Metal Gear Solid 2?
And they said, we're gonna make you hidden by plastic surgery, right? And you design a character. Amazing character design, by
absolutely
the way.
Amazing. The deepest
one
character
of the best
I've ever seen, and it looks good.
Your guy doesn't look like Snake? He's not Snake?
Listen.
And then... He brings up a mirror again after, like, 1 week of passing. You keep passing out week by week. He brings up a mirror again to your face, and you're Snake again the next week. Then you escape with a guy with Snake's voice, but his face is all bandaged, as if he's had plastic surgery.
I don't even understand. Did you understand it at all?
There's four Snakes in the series.
Yeah. What the fuck,
so, like, two
man?
Of the Snakes were together. You were playing as both of them somehow? And one of them had plastic surgery. I don't understand exactly.
It's
so
your avatar. You can change that avatar when you're in the helicopter.
So is that guy going to save you?
Really?
You
see his face again.
Is that guy going to save you at the end of the game?
I don't know where he went.
It's like, oh, did he die? He helped me get out, and then I got transferred over to Ocelot. And
saving me at the end, man.
It's
hey,
so
the last thing I want to say about this game is that there's...
That's fucking
I'm sorry.
Crazy.
It's weird. Something's
closing comments, maybe? Is that appropriate?
No. Sorry. I know you don't...
There's so much more to say.
I have a couple, just a couple of highlights I want to mention.
All right, go on.
Just to, like, tell me, like, your take on this game from you've played games all your life.
I love that you've never played a Metal Gear game before, and you're just like going into this like, holy
you played games
shit.
All your life. Like, let's say like Gears of War. Gears of War
does
is
sound
huge,
like it's
the huge fucking role. Xbox game.
Yeah,
it's clear that you know what you're doing. There's not really like games don't.
This game doesn't fucking hold your hand at all.
Yeah, I feel like Metal Gear just kind of... They make it as realistic as possible.
It is very... The only thing that's unrealistic is you can come to the side of an enemy, he won't see you. They don't even really
There's
walk
There's that meme
go,
about...
Who's
about,
there?
About that.
What?
Yeah, that,
absolutely.
That
they don't.
Meme where you can shoot
a guy
really in the
don't.
Ass
like,
and
if a guy sees you...
Huh? What is that? I guess it's nothing.
Not even that, really. You'll be creeping, and you'll see, like, the white haze of, like, the direction that a guy kind of sees you, and you'll look over... And he'll pull out a flashlight. He's not going like, who's there?
They never talk.
What?
In my experience.
What? Sometimes I'll hear him be like, what the f-? Like,
Oh, if you shoot them sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, they'll just, like, light their
flashlight. Shot my head!
And then they'll walk over and they'll search the area you were at, and, like, a lot of times you'll just make your way
around. Trank shots to the head, instant out, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You gotta shoot him in the head.
When you get spotted now, and I don't know if this existed in Peace Walker, they do a slow-mo where...
Peace Walker!
What is that what it's called?
That was like number four, isn't it?
Oh. Whatever. I don't know if they've done this before. I played number 2, Sons of Liberty. As soon as you get spotted, you hit your zoom in for your gun, like L2, and it slows down time.
Oh, I think it did.
If you're quick enough, and you have an opportunity to neutralize the guy who has spotted you.
It's almost like amazing.
Before he has a chance to radio,
you could be fucking running on a horse.
It slows down.
I have an amazing experience. Running on a horse, and I got the slow mo.
I'm running directly at a guy. That was in Ground Zeroes too.
Okay, and I'm shooting this guy, and it's almost like painful. Like you see the crosshair expand, you're like, fuck, my aim is off. And you're just like, you're kind of clicking like, fucking fire, reload the gun.
Because it's in super slow motion.
It came out of slow-mo, and my horse ran into the guy, and fucking stunned him. And I was just like, thank fucking God. But the whole time, I'm just like, running on horseback, like, zoomed in with a fucking pistol shooting this guy. And I'm just like, this game is not going to offer me this option, going like, full speed on a horseback to actually be able to pull up my pistol and shoot people. It just fucking lets you do it. And it's awesome.
That's what I'm saying. That's the type of shit, like, I feel like this guy knows how to develop these experiences. Like, Gears of War,
crazy shit. Halo,
just completely scripted.
You're sharing that shit, right? You're hitting share.
No, I didn't get that. No,
I'm trying to. Fucking, I was trying to clear out this base at night, and it's raining, and there's always guard posts like the towers, and there's a guy on a light, and there's him, and there's one guy who's wearing heavy armor because as you
hold play, on, go back for a sec.
It's nighttime.
You've been trying to play to.
I circled this whole facility, and I'm trying to get everybody out because you capture guard posts and you can destroy like their anti-air.
How long does that take?
Depending on the size of it, sometimes it takes a little longer than other times. You know what I mean? This one had a lot of guys.
So you're 20 going
minutes
in
to an hour.
You're going 10 minutes.
Trying to take out everybody that's watching the wall or something.
They're all different shapes, right? It's not just like this one's a fortress. There's some that are like it's a sprawling like little village on the side of a fucking rock face, and it's like you got to make your way through the whole thing. And other ones are a square, and you can fight your way from the outside in. Like it all depends on the way you want to attack it. But this particular one, there was a guy on the ground who was very heavily armored because. The game adapts the way that you play. Like, I was just going in and shooting guys in the head with my trank gun, and now every guy has a helmet on. So then I, you know, like, you adapt to the way you want to play, and then they'll come with fucking more armor on, or there'll be more guys, or they'll have more gun placements, or more lights.
Like, that's fucking awesome.
So it adapts. So this one guy on the ground...
Two shots with
trank. Wait a minute, are you sure the game is adapting to you, or if it's just getting increasingly harder? Like...
No, the game it adapts to me because these difficult. Are only side missions that I'm doing at this point. So it's adapting.
How do they adapt if you run in with a fucking rocket launcher, like you said the whole time?
Then they'll probably have guys with rocket launchers back.
No.
Yes.
How do you know?
Because I've
start playing it, man.
I'm telling you right now, they've adapted. You'll notice how much they adapt to you playing as well when you play more.
I do the same thing. I just dink in the head.
They're gonna start wearing helmets and being fucking heavy armored guys that you can't take down.
But or then you shields. Start rocketing well, them.
Okay. All right.
Why would you want to do that? As soon as you fucking even fire a gun that doesn't have a silencer on it, every single guy knows. Because he'll go... First of all, they'll hear the gunshot. And if they don't, if your intel team
if
is
you're
high in, enough,
if you're
you can
high
hear in, all conversations
in Metal Gear, it always feels so shit. As soon as you break cover, it always you feel like you've just failed the mission.
Yeah, you failed. Now it's like, fuck, just try and kill everybody, get through it. It sucks. It's
I feel, fun. Actually, that is less so in this game more than any game ever.
Really?
Which is good. It's more like Far Cry, where they give you a lot of tools to solve it covertly, but if you don't, you're not fucked. It's a lot harder, right? Yeah.
But, like, you feel anyway, like, I shot the feel like, oh, I failed dope, myself.
So there's fucking two guys exactly left. There's this heavy armored guy, and there's a guy in the guard tower on a light.
TJ, you're cool as shit, man.
You're cool as shit, nigga.
He sees me, and it goes that slow-mo, and I'm so far away, I'm like, I have no fucking chance of hitting
this guy.
Or
the guy in the truck. I can never
slow-mo
the guy in the
truck. TJ's fucking dope, man.
I'm like, I have no chance of shooting this guy in the head before he calls everybody else, right? I hit him with my third and final shot before I could do it. He falls out of the guard post and lands on the head of the guy that I needed to capture, which was the super heavy armored guy.
Oh my god.
And knocked them both out. I'm like, oh my god! Like, I wish I could have recorded.
Trick shot.
Why
would you not? Have you ever?
And then I fault them both out because
I hit a guy in the tower and he fell out while like dozing out.
I've heard that
you guys. Ooh, and he fell over the edge. And we're like, ah! And he landed on the head of the other guy.
Awesome. I've heard that you can good knock guys over
by just like calling in ammo and shit. Like you just call.
Oh, I knocked my fucking horse out. I was sitting on my horse and I put like when you want it
directly on top of you.
When you want to airdrop, it'll be like, where do you want it? And it's always directly on you. So I just hit X and I was just standing there waiting.
Silly.
It comes down and it fucking knocks me and my horse out on the ground, and I had to like tap a button to get up because it was like I was all dazed on the ground. And my horse was just on the ground, not moving. I'm like, please don't tell me I just fucking killed my horse. But he eventually got up. I was like, all right, thank God.
How long?
Like 15 seconds.
What? Yeah, but I'm also, like, you can also supply drop onto enemies, like if you want to. Have you dealt much with the box mechanic? Like I've seen.
I hate pretty, the box thing. Is stupid.
I've seen pretty cool stuff about the box because like you, like, you
stealth can box.
Like, yeah, but you can, so you can jump out boxes. Of the box, like what's shoot there? Somebody, and then like and then get back in the box. But if they see you, you can also like parry, not parry, but like you box. Can you can exit the box and the box stays.
Yeah.
So they start going like to like. They want to investigate the box, and now you've got, like, you can,
dude, there's so many them, things in this. You know there's I mean? Decoys in this game that you put on the ground, and it looks like an enemy soldier that'll come up, and it has, like, a voice. Like, eventually, if you level it up enough, they'll talk.
I'm over here.
No, but you'll have all the guys run to that decoy, and you're just, like, off doing something else. That's just, like, one other small thing in the game.
That's pretty cool.
That's really
cool. One thing I wanted to mention was, I mean, I don't know why anybody's, or why anybody would be surprised at the rating of this game. Like,
sorry, it's the Halo episode?
There's certain franchises that if you have like the exact same people who've been making these games for the last 25 years, the last 15 years or whatever, like if they can make a great version of Mario or Halo or fucking or Metal Gear or Zelda, you know, like if they make a great version of that game, it's going to be one of the best games ever. Sure. Theft Auto is one. Like, and
like make an awesome game of a previous yeah, it's, thing,
it's,
like franchise.
It's these same people trying like just how can we improve the
it's
model?
The best Metal Gear.
How can we do that? Not even that. Like make a great Metal Gear game with the tools you have that exist today, compared to what you had 5 years ago, compared to what you had 10 years ago, and just give it the same you seal know, of quality that you're gonna. Just, and I'm not tripping. I'm just saying like, of course it's great.
My one final
these games
thing
have
on
always
this game.
Been massive. And
my
great.
One favorite thing about this game is that they absolutely do not cut any corners. Like, for even parts of the game that you won't use very often, because it's a stealth game, mostly, right? Like, at its core. You can call in a helicopter at any point, the one that you have leveled up and put rockets on and machine guns on, to assist you. Like, if you're in a fucking big area where there's tons of guys around and they've seen you and you're getting shot, you can call your helicopter in to fly around, fuck everybody up. Or you can get in it and machine gun everybody yourself. And it's like, you will never use this. Like, if that wasn't in the game...
Yeah, I feel like the machine gun, I'm like, I'm never going to use this. It just drops me
but
off.
But you can.
I look at the machine have. Gun, and then I just put it away. Don't shoot, don't fire a single shot.
You'll use it. I'm telling you right now, you'll all use right. it. You have no choice but to.
It's so fun.
But it's like, little parts of the game that, like, you wouldn't even have to ever use. They put so much detail in, and they didn't cut any corners. Like, everything is done the way it's supposed to be done. Like I was trying to say earlier, like, you fault in these animals out. Like, it's a trophy to get every animal in the game. There's a fucking zoo platform, which I just got recently. It's separate from the rest of it. You fly to it, and it looks like fucking Jurassic Park. They're like huge cages with awesome lights on them. It was nighttime when I went there. And every animal you've ever collected is in the conservation
oh,
area.
Shit.
It's like I have this fucking bear just walking around in there. I'm like, what the hell?
Why did Konami fire this fucking
There's
guy?
No reason for you to have that in the game. Like, it doesn't have to be there. Could have just been a list, and
dude,
it would have been fine.
We cannot make this game anymore.
What's crazy is that... No, does anyone expect Kojima to stop making video games?
It's his final
he's already,
Metal Gear
he's
game.
Already confirmed.
It's his final Metal Gear game, but he's...
He's already confirmed Konami. Making a game for
oh, Konami's not making NX? Games anymore or something?
What?
Yo, yeah, do you make your horse NX? Shit yet?
Buddy, that no. thing is going to be dope.
You can make your horse shit as a command. For no reason.
Take a shit.
Like you, every time you like level take up your shit. Guys, it'll tell you things that you've unlocked as it goes through, or whatever. And it says like
horse shit.
D-horse, do it, and then in brackets says defecate. I'm like, what the fuck did I just unlock? Do it, defecate. So I get into a mission. I get on my horse, and I like you go to the command screen. You hold whatever button it is. I forget.
Can you make him shit on the bad guys?
You can make him shit on the bad guys. You just be like, it's like, oh he like taps God. Horse like, all right, do it. And the shit. Horse's tail comes up and just like shit dude, comes out. It's like, why can you do this?
That's sick.
Fucking weird game.
If he shits on the guy like, oh.
What's that smell? Dead. What is that smell?
What it's is nothing. That? It smells like shit. That's fucking
Were wonderful. The other Metal Gear games as fantasy-based as this game is?
Yeah, there's like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're all about crazy.
Like, the first guy that you fight
no
is, like,
fucking realizes
this floating person in a straitjacket with a gas mask on who can, like, it's like almost like the size of a kid.
There's a human torch, there's a
but
fucking...
But the person, this torch guy comes with...
Geth dudes or whatever.
Fat ass on the fucking... On the rollerblades, MGS2.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. On the was it a ship or something you had to fight him on? I remember boxes everywhere.
Everything was... Sons of Liberty was all the...
TJ, I'm all the so
revengeance.
Fucking... What level are you on? You're on 7?
Game 7. I read a Metal Gear Solid Primer, mentioned nothing about sci-fi. Then I play this game, and it's like all sci-fi. The main story driver is sci-fi.
Yeah.
My only thing that I can say negative about this game, literally, the only thing is I have no fucking idea what's going on with the story.
Mm.
Yeah, that's like pretty normal, I think.
But sadly, like, you know it's so good.
At first, you're
it doesn't
kind of
matter that
you don't dock
it.
Like, what the fuck?
Like, there are parts, like, I understand the key mission that I'm trying to do. Like, that is always fine. Like, go
Big
in.
Boss is back.
Infiltrate this guy.
Who is it?
Or exfiltrate him. Right? Whatever. Get him out.
Extract.
Sure.
Extract. Can I go back to 25 minutes ago when we were talking about Quiet?
What about her?
How fine is it?
You saw them titties on YouTube and you wanted
her titties are no...
There was a video where you're like in a mission, you're going from the helicopter to the mission.
Yeah.
And she's just kind of walking around the...
She's in the helicopter?
In the helicopter. So that's the... like... She kind of just like... She moves all sexualized, like flashes her ass, like
oh yeah,
like
well, I mean,
like
when
slowly
you...
like looks back at you, like yeah. See my ass,
yeah,
goes back to the seat, like looks at you and smiles with her tits out, like
yeah, the game pushes like, sexuality pretty hard when it comes to women.
Usual like, Japanese
weird
that's
fucking like,
game stuff.
Who's against it?
I mean, like when you first get her,
not me,
and she's on your helicopter, right? And you're going back to Mother Base, like. The camera very, very clear. Even the beginning, the camera zooms in on the nurse's tits.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Like, big time, and they're like these big, jiggly tits.
You know what I did when he said look up, the doctor?
Yeah.
I looked down to see what he would do, and it was calibrating my vertical look, and I fucked the whole 30 minutes of the game up. You know Dan's inverted? It tells you to look up, and I'm thinking it's going to help me out. Up, down, left, and right. And I'm like, I'll see what he does when I look down, right? Like, uh-huh.
So it changes.
I look down, and fucking inverts my aim. Just thanks. I'm like, fuck you! The whole time I've been inverting aim for the first 30 minutes. Yeah, well, I knew afterwards.
I don't know, understand why you
guys are playing. That's the way to do
What's
it.
What's your reason? This is your reason for not doing it? For not getting it?
No, it's just, I don't have the time.
Real life.
I know it's a fucking fantastic game.
You play so much Battlefield. Don't play Battlefield. And play
I don't play Battlefield that
play
much.
As much as I mean, unless you're playing without me, but I don't really think you play that.
I don't play.
I wanted to comment on that because they PS4 did just have that update come out. Just like a quick little comment because I know it's fucking Battlefield. It's forever old.
No, it's okay.
But
this is new.
But that new night map is cool.
With the update,
they also tweaked fucking damages again. And my whole tank metagame thing, like, I can barely get helicopters down.
Are you
can
serious?
Hit them, like, 3 times, and they don't even...
Just get into it.
Ugh.
What? They saw your video.
What's that?
They saw your video online.
What video?
The tank? One of the fucking ones?
Your video.
Your helicopter.
I've got multiples.
Well, all of them. Is it this guy's?
Those are old.
No.
So they've changed
the not serious.
Have another beer.
What's happening?
I'm just saying, they saw your metagame
they
and
saw
said,
my
no.
video and changed it?
This isn't accurate.
Oh, they saw my... I didn't hear what you said.
I can't again. Believe they've okay. done, like, game balancing.
It's bullshit. I really
2 years!
Bullshit.
Like, 2 years into the game.
2 years!
That's
the game still being
That's enough.
Perfected.
We're having dedicated. A good time. Stop it.
Hey, we got confirmed customization, loadouts. What else did we get confirmed for Battlefront?
TJ, can you review?
Doug fucking played it. He didn't even say anything about it.
What
Doug
is happening?
Played Battlefront.
Can we got to put it to rest or something. Like how
That's
long
what I'm
you
saying. Let's say I'm only like 5 hours in. Metal Gear, it's an
You're
amazing
only
game.
5 hours in?
Yes.
Anybody who likes Metal Gear will probably love it.
I saw, you don't turn your PS4 off, so
I
saw I you
the
online
point is actually,
all day and night yesterday. I thought you were playing.
Well, anybody who
hours.
Likes games will like it?
Yes. You don't have to like Metal Gear to like this game.
I am
that's
case
the
case in
point.
I really, really want.
Yeah, me too.
At least I need someone else to talk about it.
I will be. I will be
excited about it,
man. Daniel, I'll be buying this.
Why am I not in it?
You are.
Oh, okay.
Well, it just sounds like a pain in the ass. No, I'm just kidding.
See, this is
I'm
the sure problem. It's great. I mean, this right, is the I'm one thing kidding. I don't like about
it's gonna
the podcast.
Be, okay, it's gonna this game, Metal Gear, is I'm gonna kidding, be better dude. Than Battlefront.
This is one of the biggest and games that come out in a really long time, and we're trying to talk about it, and you're like, I don't know what's going on, so I don't want to talk about it.
Are you fucking kidding me? I've been talking about it for an hour.
What other game's coming out that's Battlefront?
I've been asking you honest questions.
All range mode out.
Fuck, alright.
It's better than Fallout. That's for sure.
Joe's waiting for it to end. Now we're done. The Metal Gear.
I have nothing else to say.
Metal Gear is a good game, and I want to play the game with you. But is it possible to play a game with me?
Well, you're having a baby.
I fucking did. I haven't even got a chance to play the multiplayer yet. It's probably so good.
The thing is, I'm never playing this game.
What?
I'm not playing it.
Just not playing it.
I'm not playing it.
You're fucking that's fine. Crazy.
Yeah, like, what? I don't understand. Like, you play so many bad... You brought fucking Elder Scrolls.
You play so many
bad games. The days of you playing every game, though, are behind you,
right? I took it all back.
Why?
Like, all that shit I took
are
back.
Are you, like, real man now? Like,
I never even played Batman. Fuck
Batman
that game.
Sucks. Like, I shouldn't have bought Batman.
It's probably a great game. Oh, wow. I can't wait to play it. It's got, oh, man, fucking quiet. Shows tits and shit. I don't want to fucking play it. I don't care. I don't care.
I do care. I don't even...
If
I
you
don't
played it
care,
for, like...
I do care.
A couple hours, you'd be completely turned around.
I think once this thing is all complete...
Listen, he gave Witcher, like, a 10, and he still doesn't play
it. Got AC up.
He's just busy. That's fine.
Yeah,
he's
you have a busy. Lot on your plate right now. I understand. A baby on the way and everything. That's what you said when you won't be able to play games till, like, early next
yeah,
year.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I'm excited to borrow it off you guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to play Battlefront because I can play it in fucking 20 minutes. Play around in 20 minutes.
That's the
like,
thing.
That
this game is
fun.
Kind of pick up and play in a sense. Like, you can do a couple missions and
I just pause it, leave it on for 48 hours, play it again.
Fucking TJ.
Sorry.
Mass Effect 4 is the only game that I'm going to play, like,
turn your PlayStation's off when you're
76
not playing
hours.
But I know you're
why,
offline.
Why, though? Like,
I wasn't
this
sure,
game
like,
is
I know
as
when you're online,
as your,
it means you're online. Not
that's
like
Mass Effect.
Joe
Sandy
watching
Desert?
Netflix.
It's not for me.
It's like, Joe's always watching
it changed, it's not just Sandy Desert, though. It's not just like, oh, it's the flat Sahara Desert. And that's the map.
The thing is,
listen,
I don't think you would like this game.
Don't deny
think
that.
Cool mechanics can pull me back. Because Ground Zeroes, I didn't like.
It's nothing like Ground Zeroes.
Ground Zeroes have
I
cool mechanics.
I hated Ground Zeroes.
It's nothing at, like, it's.
Play it for 2 hours.
That was like a very dumbed down, like,
that's
nothing
like, this
to
is what
it.
We kind of have idea.
Yeah.
That felt like any other.
The investment into this game is Ground what's going to make it pay out.
That's the thing. Really yeah, like they made a really great game. They thought about every corner, every angle, every way you can, you know, approach any situation.
And it's beautiful too, right? Like,
it's
we didn't
unbelievably
even talk about that.
Beautiful.
Like, we kind of did, but like,
fucking sand, man. Sand isn't my shit. Fuck it.
Then they go jungle though.
Like they go that. Jungle. Like it's for real.
40
like,
hours in, I'm out at that
40
point.
Hours.
Don't I mean, hate without knowing it. You would love this game.
The only
listen,
reason I have
take
played
from,
so
take,
long
take
is
from a guy who knows
like
you.
40
you would like this game.
Like, Sam can be
I like,
if they do it
dude,
right.
Witcher's probably best game of all time.
Witcher?
I don't want to play anymore.
I understand.
Witcher's so fucking...
You're just too busy. You've got an active social.
But Witcher sucks.
Nothing.
Witcher's just being like a fucking gaming podcast, I wish that there would be more than one game in 10 years that we could all play and talk about and enjoy.
Battlefront
is going to be okay.
Battlefront is going to be... The only thing Battlefront's going
to come
for is that,
comes
is that everyone
year.
Will try it. But there's going to be some haters in this group. I know it.
Battlefront will be okay.
I will hate it.
I've watched fucking 20-minute videos of people playing it. It looks fucking stupid. You run around and...
I'm almost on board with you on
there's
that.
These
I think,
stupid
like,
icons
you know,
on the map.
Shit.
You pick it up and it's like, oh, I got an AT-AT! And it loads up and then it gets fucking airbombed and it's done. You didn't get to do anything. It's like, this
yeah.
looks stupid.
What?
Guys are too loud.
Yeah, it's good. You okay?
We're losing Joe.
No, I'm off. I'll talk to you tomorrow, though. Okay, let me bye.
Who is
I hope
that
was Mandy.
My dad.
Yeah. Oh, okay, fair enough.
Like, everything good?
I was like, why are you calling me so late?
Yeah.
You all right?
I don't know. I have high hopes for Battlefront. Like, only
looks
for
good.
The fact that we can play together. But, I mean, it doesn't look...
People
good.
Are... We're,
thing
half
is,
of us
good games come out all the time now.
Half
fucking,
of us
like Batman, what? Batman was a 10. Batman's got like a 92 on Metacritic.
I played Batman. I tried
Rios,
to like
right?
Batman. It's not that good.
If Battlefront is good, I promise I'll be into it. But I'm not going to buy it until I hear that it's amazing from all
what's
of you.
What's going on? What's
I just on, do man? That.
That's fine.
I just do it.
There's, I don't know. I feel like there are... I don't know. Like, there's so much... Like, gaming's huge right now. So there's always games coming out. Every fucking Tuesday, there's something new. There's something new. And old me, when I had the time, I would play these BC
every
games, and I'd play them,
game.
And I'd find something in them that I liked. But now, as an adult, like, working as much as I do, having a kid, trying to be an adult, I only have time for, like...
the best games.
The best games. And I'm telling you right now, Metal Gear is one of the best games, if not the best game I've ever played.
I mean, the
played.
Reviews alone.
Wow! Said that. It's fucking said incredible. It.
Buddy, I've had children for 7 years, and you've given me shit for not playing every single game that you want me to play.
You haven't played single game. You haven't played one that I've asked you to play. But you've put 100 hours into Rogue Legacy.
Rogue Legacy.
You have...
What's Rogue Legacy game again? Sucks. That's that.
It's just a fucking Rogue game.
That's that... that
Rogue game! Kinda...
Why it's are you an amazing 8-bit game.
Rogue Legacy is the worst game.
You
Metal Gear 5 is the worst
game. I don't antagonize
game.
Him at all. He was cutting me off.
You haven't played one game except for that really shitty game I hate.
You can
snipe. No.
And you can ride on the helicopter.
He's saying I give him a hard time about not 10. Playing games. 0. The only games I give you a hard time about are the ones that I really enjoy and I want to talk to you about, but you haven't played it, so I'm talking to me.
I
want to
tease it because I haven't played it. And I probably won't play it. So
it's better that you tease it now, because you gave Witcher so much positive hype before you
fuck
played it, and you
game,
hated
man.
That game.
Fuck.
Yeah,
that
I can't believe
game.
How much you how fast so you died on Witcher.
You probably
I loved it.
I was
just like,
love.
You know, what the fuck am I doing?
Are we all getting old? And
that's
like,
the thing.
Out of
that's
games?
The thing. Like, what the fuck
I've been
am
out of
I
games
doing?
Before it was cool, man.
I've talked about this before on the podcast.
I've been out of games forever.
I've been playing this game for 40 hours now. What the fuck am I doing?
Why is that a problem? Were you
it's
enjoying
a huge
it?
Fucking problem.
Why? Oh, would you rather be out riding your bike? Out
it's a
fucking...
sunny day. I could be outside experiencing life, but instead I'm inside sitting on my fat ass, getting fatter, watching sweet tits on the screen. Like, let's hope I can get these titties out today.
Really? You think like that's what I'm doing?
That's what
fucking
Witcher
was. Oh, I want quiet titties.
That's what it was. Fuck this game. I'm out. Like, I'm going to go outside.
Oh, I hope I can get these titties out today.
That's what it was.
That's ridiculous. So Chad hates movies, Chad hates TV, and Chad hates games, but he does a TV, games, and movies
okay,
podcast.
Okay, well, I did my contribution to the Halo
I
podcast,
it all.
And I watched...
The Halo
the,
podcast.
I watched Nightfall, and it's shit.
It is shit. I told you. Every
it's unwatchable.
Fucking... It's bad.
Don't watch it.
How much did you watch?
Is that with the black guy?
I watched half.
Is that the black guy one or the
it's
first
more than
one?
I give it.
It's the black guy one.
You know, we need to go find a Master Chief.
You know, they were ahead of the curve on the black guy trend with that Halo.
Yeah,
see. They tried, see.
Now Locke's Star black, Wars right? just playing catch up.
No.
Locke's not black?
Who? Locke's black.
Spartan is black.
I don't know.
Spartan Locke? Spartan John Locke?
The new Spartan is black.
Is his name John Locke?
His name's Locke.
He's black.
I know he is. They're getting, you know...
See, they're on the fucking Star Wars bandwagon.
Yeah,
man. Right,
fuck
well,
games, man.
Hey,
I played Zeo Drifter. It was pretty cool.
I want to hear about this.
That's why I just said, like, ugh. I'm trying to push Metal Gear so bad. Zeo Drifter.
What is Zeo?
It's a shitty game that no one should play because it's for fags.
All right.
Translation.
2.0.
Joe loves this game, and he hates all of us.
7.1.
Did you actually enjoy it?
Yeah, it's a beautiful love here. Letter to Metroid. It's fun.
On,
it was a good 4 hours.
Turn the fan on low. Can we do that?
Nope. End the podcast before you turn that fan on. I promise you, man, you're going to regret it.
It's just going...
Actually, it's... Good night, right. Everybody!
Joe, you've been a fucking downer since this thing started.
He's fine. Listen.
I've talked down
on the fan
games. Fan off? Okay, what's the
next? We got 10 minutes left.
I want to talk about Big Brother for a little bit.
No, I want to talk about something worse than Big Brother. So
oh,
guys,
no.
What is it?
Fallout Shelter.
I don't
that
like
game's
it
bad.
It's so good.
I don't like it.
I'm going to
play it
TJ Talks
so
game
many times
it.
Every day.
So many times?
I'm tired of being
one,
negative.
One continuous
I don't like it. I think I fucked up right
the
off
game
the bat. And
rewards
everyone's
you.
Failing.
Yeah.
You have to play it. You have to
for
wait
first day,
for those minutes.
First day, my report card, like, 100%, everything's good. Second day, 20%. Third day, 20%. What the fuck is going on with this game? I have no idea. Fourth day, figured it out, and you level out, and you don't coast from there, but you start to experience the game.
I don't know, I didn't give enough time. I feel like it's a tablet game. Playing it on my phone is fucking annoying.
You got a six inch phone. You're
not to mention you guys talking all the time. So when I'm trying to fucking move shit around, like my
what
units around stuff,
like
and it's just
phone?
Like.
Yeah, but Facebook Messenger works best because you can actually listen, read Messenger messages, and your shit's in the background.
Yeah, it pops up in a big bubble. In
this
front
game
of
is on your phone.
Don't want to hear.
Yeah, it's free. It's free on your phone.
Fallout Shelter. It's just
Deadnet.
It's alright.
Do you like Fallout?
Never played it.
Man,
it's like
pretty cool, man.
That's what they say.
Well, no, I mean, like, the gameplay is similar because it's the same development house.
Oh, but it's not like you can't pick pockets, and I thought it was like.
Yeah, it's a lot like it. It's like you got like.
I thought it was like you level
a set of skills. That
it's
you
like
can upgrade
it's a reskinned version, but like it's much more than that, right? Like it's got its own story. It's got its own perks. Like the leveling up in Skyrim is completely different from the leveling up.
It's open world though, right?
In Fallout,
is it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's so different. What are you talking about?
Tell me one difference. I'll tell you
from Skyrim and Fallout 3
leveling up. You said system. Go ahead.
What are you talking about?
Difference. Okay, I understand.
Skyrim
max level 20.
It was completely different.
Fallout max level 20.
Okay, Skyrim is I'm going to use my bow and arrow 1,000 times, and that's going to level up my bow and arrow. That's not how you progress.
Handguns. You have assault rifles.
Yeah, but
you have melee in Fallout. It's the exact same.
Yeah, but you can't just use your handguns long enough for them to get better.
Oh, so
everything happens, and then you get to choose. Yeah,
But it's very similar in the sense that you're choosing where you go.
Well, yeah, you level up.
One is by acquiring the skill and using it. The other one's by selecting it.
Yeah, which Skyrim did it better.
Yeah,
Skyrim did it a lot better.
Whatever.
Fallout. I could go around leveling up. Like I could do any number of things to level up, and then decide like, hey, I haven't used my pistol yet. I'm gonna level that thing up. But Skyrim's different. You're forced to use what you want to improve in Skyrim. That's what makes Skyrim so great. That's why you're able to craft your own experience. Fallout doesn't do that. Fallout 3 didn't do that, and
correct.
I'm hoping they correct the course and allow you to do that kind of shit in Fallout 4. Fallout is it's great. It's just an open world thing. Like
it's a post-apocalyptic Skyrim. That is a fair assessment, I feel like.
Yeah, it's very, very deep, which is what makes it cool.
Except it's guns and not swords and shit.
The art director
and alien
had an
blasters.
Interview this week that I read about.
They're super into the art of Fallout.
Yeah, and he was saying that Fallout 3 was a drab, sad, shitty fucking world to be a part of.
I agree.
You heard what
I
you
hated
want
it.
Here.
This
yeah.
is
which,
why I
which
hated
was
it.
By design.
Because it was a waste.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And they recognized
it was
the failure.
Waste,
like,
there was no.
It was so.
There was
depressing.
No. There was no hope
to
it was,
fucking traverse.
It was sad.
Through that.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was a horrible fucking.
It was
time.
The possibility.
Every time
of
you
new
thought
life.
Like, every time you thought like, this is okay. Maybe this is my game. Maybe I can finally find some happiness in this game, and they'll just rip it from you.
Loved it.
So
yeah, it's
so.
Go on.
So Fallout 4, the direction was, we've accepted that. We can't get out of this.
Yeah.
This is just the world as it is now. So let's just make the best of it. So everybody's happy being in the world that they're in, but they're not like there's still a blue sky, whatever.
Yeah, but it's not green.
Yeah, it's not like we're trying to get like
just another day in the wasteland.
The purity project or whatever.
At least
like
the
trying to get
shining.
Yeah, sun shining, like this is just the way the world is now. We can't make it. It'll never be the way it was before. Let's just be content with the way it is now.
So, Kyle, you know nothing about Fallout?
Not really.
I don't think you'll even...
Okay, well, here's the thing. Let's say there was nuclear war in the early 60s.
Right.
And the American...
Right, I knew that.
The
knew
American that plan to persevere was to make shelters. And then eventually people started to, like, exit the shelter. And there's... It's just... It's Yeah, it's just a wasteland. It's nuclear fallout that you're entering into, and there's just like there's
dog eat dog, man. There's raiders.
Yeah, there's like
it's like Mad
there's,
Max
there's
world,
feral kind of. There's feral like
humans irradiated to the point of becoming
feral.
Yeah, ghouls.
Yeah,
basically.
And
that yep.
You can talk to them. Some of them.
Well, the beauty of Fallout 3 is the story like you're chasing your dad. They're following his shadow, like you're essentially investigating like where your father has gone, like because he's a scientist and he's got a plan and he's got a big idea.
He was in the vault. You were born in the vault. He left the vault. You left 20 years later.
What's the vault? It's like a
the vault is a shelter, a Fallout shelter, like
long,
survive
long
nuclear.
Short, game was bad, but they're making it better in Fallout 4.
Why do you hate games?
Actually, something that Fallout has...
Fallout
3
amazing!
Something
it's one
that,
of the most revered games.
Something that Fallout has that Skyrim doesn't is the VAT system. It's
you
this,
just make
it's,
a face at me and win the argument.
You didn't win. You just got to laugh at it. Sorry.
Anyway, what do you want to know about Fallout? I don't know.
I kind of figured that that's what it was. Like I.
It's a post-apocalyptic game. Just, if you like that setting, it's good.
The RPG elements are pretty solid.
It's deep. Like,
is there anything else?
If I wanted to pick it up at Fallout 4, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be way better at Fallout 4, so I'm trying to
say. Oh, okay. Yeah. And what's the original one is, what, like 10 years or something, or what?
Yeah, like 20, 30, 40 years.
I got a special edition copy. I got pre-owned. I'll sell you like $500 if you want.
Did you actually buy one?
Steal.
Yeah, I had two.
You bought two of the stupid Pip-Boy ones?
Sub-ni-ga-ya.
Why? Yeah. Just to sell
Doug sold his for $1,000.
Doug did not sell his Pip-Boy for $1,000.
That's what he said.
Picture Doug.
No.
He sold both of them. He sold both of them, and they
Doug price.
Accumulated.
No, he put it on eBay.
It's a cheap
for
piece of plastic and figure fucking iPhone.
I was there when
sold
he
sold out,
and I
baby.
What he, said.
He put it on he eBay for $1,000. That's
no,
it.
No, he
that's
did
it.
Not make $1,000. He said he bought. No,
he
two
sold
copies
it for
$1,000.
It was $200. It was $200 to $150.
Sold both of them
for $500 each.
Right, but they were each like $2-something, so he didn't make $500, and he said that.
$150, $179,
$300 total.
Right, so $2-something with tax.
So he's got,
and he
he's got,
and then he sold them both for $500, so he made like
$300.
He's got $360. He said all of this. I remember.
He's got $360 invested into it.
He was like clarifying as he was. Well, I didn't make a clean thou. He's like, I had to pay for the games, but they were like, he's like, I made a couple $100.
A ridiculous amount
of
money.
I made like $6.
Yeah, he made $600.
Right? Yeah, I got two. You want one with $500? $600. I'll sell it to you right
Why
now.
Why the fuck are people paying this much money for this stupid shit?
People, like he was saying, it's like some mom.
Because it's living.
Oh, my son wanted it, and I didn't know how to get it.
Is the general public that fucking retarded?
BB-8. Honestly, they don't make him anymore.
It's living.
They don't make what? BB-8?
No, they don't make the it's a genuine limited edition.
Regardless. Who gives a shit?
But if there's a thousand,
the biggest
if there's a thousand
fans.
Of these things, and a thousand people love Fallout,
nothing that has ever come with a video game has been cool, ever.
Pip-Boy is the dopest I've ever seen.
Yeah, buying collector's edition video
I guarantee
shit
you,
is pretty right much now. Always a bad
because
idea.
Because I put so much money, I was a collector's edition idiot, and I bought
yeah,
them.
Yeah, you bought the worst.
I didn't buy
it.
Yeah, you bought
the
Assassin's Creed Bloodline.
19-year-old Dan.
No!
The fucking limited edition DVD.
That
came with the
this
guy.
I have that Ezio. I would love to see Ezio burn.
Can I put it up my butthole?
That's one of the better ones, actually.
Ezio?
Oh, there's still value there.
What was it from? Was it? Was it two?
Yeah.
It's from two.
Yes.
My amiibos are staying tight in the box. I'm gonna sell them for millions.
You're not gonna sell them for shit because there's a billion of them at Toys R Us right now.
I installed.
I'm just kidding.
I installed the internet at some lady's
shit
house.
About millions. I just want
had
a Mario figure.
A complete box of the TY Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
From McDonald's. Complete fucking box set.
For what? $40.
I was like, that's unbelievable. Like, how do you have that? She's like, oh, my mom won this huge contest back in the day. I went on eBay, fucking $20.
Yeah, people are like, Princess Diana Bear, $100,000, only six of them in the world. Bullshit. Look on eBay. There's a fucking million of them.
I can stitch that piece of shit
bucks.
In 5 minutes.
Dumb.
I'll stitch that piece of shit right now.
People are so stupid, they put value to things that...
I thought those Beanie Babies were huge. I was like, this
oh
is
my god,
amazing.
You've got the beanies?
Yeah,
TJ,
like in a box, in it, like a complete box. Like, I've never seen a cardboard... container.
My mom won this contest. Oh yeah, she had the whole thing.
Hey back buddy, speaking of garage sales,
let me hear that fucking shit. She told me the win.
Oh yeah,
something.
So I'm at a garage sale today. I went to one, had a ton of shit. There was nothing good. I go to the next one, had almost nothing. Everything's solid. I'm looking at like awesome fucking nail guns, really cheap, $20. I'm like,
that's
really like spending time. Like, do I want to buy
good.
This? Yeah, they had like seven nail guns for $20. Yeah. I'm looking at everything. Do I want to buy this tennis racket? I'll get it for Desmond. We'll
$5.
Go to
I'll buy
$5.
It.
Yeah,
I'll buy $5 tennis racket right
and
now.
I turn this at the table. My fucking heart drops. Like literally, I felt like. And on the top of a stack of PlayStation 2 games was Final Fantasy VII, the best game that could possibly be there for me. And I'm like, I found it once before, last 2 years ago maybe, and I didn't buy it. And I can't
this
remember.
This guy
why.
Didn't know what he had.
He knew what he had. It was like $60 for this game. I'm like, fuck off. That's like, online pricing. It's not great.
No, this is the last guy.
Yeah, this is 2 years ago.
Tell me about the new guy.
Oh.
New guy, $1 each. I just take that stack, Yes, please.
Yeah, I'll give you $6, please.
How many bad games did you buy?
I bought some bad games. Cool Borders 2.
$6, please.
Cool Borders.
Cool
Borders 2 is dope.
I never played it.
You can at least get a 15 or on.
It's good. Final Fantasy is worth $9. It's worth $30, $40,
$50. Really? Yeah. Sell it. Then.
Original, not greatest hits, with the booklets and everything. Then there's some other shit in there. Abe's, Odyssey, Jet Moto.
Fucking moron,
I checked it up,
man. Fucking stupid. I don't know. Anyway, I got a bunch of these.
I'm happy for you, buddy. Tell me about the other games.
I do believe you.
Do we gotta look in the? Do we gotta look it up?
I thought it was 60. I once looked. So, yeah.
Send me the image.
But the 30, 40, 50 is. Acceptable.
It's time for 30, 40, you to reveal the empty space. The empty space on the table and what it said.
So I go to another garage sale. PS2 stuff. $50. Fuck you. Xbox original with San Andreas. A lot of Vice City, and I own these games.
Yeah.
A lot of video games out today. I go to the next one.
Listen to them.
There's a decent-sized box. It's like a foot by a foot, almost. Three games in it. One of them is Lord of the Rings, PS2, some other games I'd never heard of.
So what? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm like, fuck, man. Like, these games are shit. All these new video games, nothing's like cartridge-based. And I read the sign. It says, PS2, $2. N64, $1. And I'm just like, oh, there's fucking nothing
table.
To be found.
And an empty table.
I'm just like, what was here?
Final Fantasy
Who's a good
VII.
Day?
Sony PlayStation 1, 1997 disc and original case.
You know what?
This is greatest hits.
For the past 4 days that
Final
I've been
Fantasy
working.
Final Fantasy 7.
Kyle, shut up.
I sell one disc for like $15 in that game.
I pick up my truck from a
what
guy.
What was on that table? What were the $1 cartridges that were on that table? Someone's like,
there's none.
What?
Yeah, yeah. I almost was like, you know, anything that had Mario in the title?
I honestly think I'd barf.
$15 plus dollars.
Dollar a piece fucking N64
games? Could you imagine
this?
Like,
they thought the
N64... I'll take them all! Yeah, let's take them all! Here, $20.
Here's $50.
I was... $20.
$20.
$20. PS2 is newer, so it'll be $2. They thought, like, N64 is old, so we'll give it $1. Meanwhile, it's fucking 20 years old.
That's what everybody wants to get!
Growing in value, yeah.
Nothing is left?
No, it's empty.
Not even, like, Madden 96 was fucking on there?
Three PS2 games.
Wow.
Final N64, $1, an entire empty table. You know what? It's the theory, like, well, these, like, I was telling TJ earlier, like, if you're selling shit and you don't know what the value of your product is, and, like, you've got PS1 or PS2 games next to fucking CDs, like, music CDs, and you're like, fuck, like, I can barely ask for a quarter for these things. If I want to get rid of them, and it's like, okay, well, that's one CD. Like, these are games... They're pretty valuable. Like let's go $1, and then you fucking set down like Cool Borders, Barappa, fucking Final Fantasy. Like just Jet Moto. What else did you buy?
You got Barappa?
No, not Barappa.
What else did you buy?
I don't know. Abe's
that
Odyssey.
That game was good. Abe's Odyssey.
There's a lot of wrestling.
Is massive.
Probably yeah, it Barappa? Is. Good. It's a two. Yeah. It's a two
it was
or three.
So
game.
Bad it was good.
No, okay, it was the fucking. There's no Guitar Hero without Barappa. Is it Barappa?
I'm sure you're fine.
Parappa.
He said he should be sure I beat you.
Nevertheless.
Buddy, it's the music. It's the original music game.
Kick, 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 kick,
kick,
kick, kick.
I remember seeing those commercials.
That's what I do.
Kick, 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 kick. I remember, like, that's fucking awesome.
I can't fucking believe we... How have we never talked about this before?
Buddy, that game was fucking sick. There's some old girls up in that house, buddy. If they made a fucking modern day Parappa with YouTube videos, it'd be amazing.
Delete this.
The fucking auto tune videos.
That's $1 million idea.
We should do it.
I knew something was wrong.
I don't remember any of the songs. I remember the
when three pretty
the first level in the first game.
Pretty little white girls ran into a black man's arms. A big giveaway.
Anyway.
That's so fucking awesome. A dad giveaway.
Yep.
So there was this,
every day, we eat ribs with this dude.
So
like,
I pick up
playing the notes.
I pick up my truck.
With this dude.
Chaz, I'm trying to tell a story for fucking multiple minutes.
Multiple minutes.
Multiple. Multiple minutes.
I pick up my truck in South Windsor.
Tony Hawk 2 is one of the most revolutionary games
truck.
Of all time.
Yeah, Tony Hawk 5 is coming out, man.
Tony Hawk 2 introduced multipliers.
It's bad. It is bad. 5 will be bad.
You got something to say?
You
got something to say right now?
Is everything good?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to have a good time. I mean, everyone was getting on my shit and I had a good time. I'm finally having a good time. And now you're fucking talking at my shit. I'm just saying, have a good time with it.
I'm trying to tell a story.
Well, I'll tell you my fucking story. I'm going to bunch in if I want to bunch out. What shitty games did you buy with your $5 bill?
You know what? I wanted to buy a whole bunch, but I didn't.
I'm just kidding, man.
Your story's ruined, man.
Really?
I thought you were going to do it.
I thought we were talking about TJ's story.
Like, I'm done. I'm leaving.
I thought we were talking about TJ's story. What exhausted. Did you buy?
I don't buy shit. Past 3 days, I pick up my truck. 3 days?
Past 3 days.
4 figures later. Go on.
3 rounds.
Pick up my truck in South Windsor. I was driving to my first job. I see a garage sale. I'm like, what the fuck? I'll stop. I pull over to the side of the road, put my four ways on, go into this Chinese man's house, and he's got a whole fucking setup going on.
Chinese man.
He's got PS2 games. I was like, he's like, oh, you interested? I was like, you know, I came here for one specific reason. I just want like Nintendo games. He's like, oh, I've got N64, Super NES. He's like, I got so many. Like Friday. I'm going to start the thing, and this was Tuesday.
I know this ends in heartbreak, and I'm already hurting right now.
Nothing happens. Like,
keep going.
I go back. I work. He said Friday, so I went back yesterday. He said 10 a.m. I drove by 9:30. No action. I drove by 11 and then parked. Nothing still. I go to his house. I was like, hey, I was here Monday. When is this going on? And he's like, oh, tomorrow, 10 a.m. I show up today at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Nothing.
What?
Motherfucker.
What's he doing?
I don't know. He's
Where doing. Is he?
Tell me. They pulled their cars back from the garage.
Yeah.
So they could have a little spot, but there's nothing there. So I'm going back tomorrow. It's Maybe. Right by, it's right by Tim's house.
So what if you go and he's like, oh, why is he making you wait?
He's like, no, I was like,
just listen, I'm at your house now. Deal right now. Go get him and I'll fucking buy him.
Here's a $20 bill.
I don't understand.
I shouldn't have been there. That's the thing. Like, I should have been in, like, Lozon.
Oh. Did they know where you are? GPS?
Yeah, GPS shows me where I am.
You have a spider on your neck.
Oh, my God! Thank you.
Buddy, we should go fucking kill that guy.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I can see it just going like this across your
Where?
Head.
Honestly, I'm not joking.
What kind of spider was that? Big one?
That's one of those blondies. Size. Those blondies, right?
Let's take him out and steal all his N64.
Games. All right, man.
I'm going back tomorrow morning. Hopefully he's got it. If he doesn't, fuck it.
Guy's got you on a fucking string, man.
I don't understand why someone would be like, come back and I'll sell you stuff.
You come back in 5 minutes.
You come back in 5 days.
Like, was he like, I gotta dig it out?
I don't know. He's like, Friday is what I got going on. And I was just in a hurry. It was like, okay, I'll be back. I was like, I shouldn't be here. I drove 40 minutes out of my way to get here. And it's all that fucking
I'll pray for you tonight.
We eat ribs with that dude. That's what it's gonna be. You're gonna show up tomorrow morning. That's it for you.
Just bring a realistic looking BB gun.
He wants to get you in the house.
Listen,
give me the fucking games.
I've been here four times. I want the games.
That's the thing. I'm not with Kochiko anymore.
Don't even hide it. You're like, give me the games or I'll shoot you with BBs as often as I can until I get out of here.
Imagine he's like,
I'll wear a sweater.
Does he seem like he knows what's going on?
This is a BB gun and I'm going to shoot you with it.
He said, I was like, I'm looking for like just Nintendo games. He's like, I've got, he said N64, which I was like, okay, this guy knows what's going on.
Yeah, he's saying N64.
He said,
the abbreviated terms. The slang.
He said N64 and older Nintendo games. But he was wasted.
A wasted Chinese man?
Wasted Chinese man.
Are we talking like straight out of like China? Like slurring his...
Straight out of China?
Like slurring his English language?
Slurring his Chinese man words?
Crazy.
Yeah. I got the...
You guys don't talk about Halo at all.
I used to like it.
It's a good game.
And that concludes our Halo episode.